Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The search continues for two missing women, one from the area and the other from out of the area. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 39-year-old Jackie Sullivan, who's not contacted her family since January. She was a former announcer for a community radio station in Garberville Redway. Sullivan's cell phone message box is full, and she's not answered her phone despite numerous calls from her mother. She is an adult white female, 5'6", 150 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, and she drives a 2002 Toyota Tacoma pickup. The second woman is a 17-year-old resident of Lemoore, Sarah Horn. It was last seen by her family in December of last year. The Kings County Child Abduction Unit believes Horn could be in the Humboldt County region. The last phone call she made to Lemoore came from a 707 area code. She is a white female, 5'4", 110 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes, and a large birthmark on the back of her knee. She could be in the company of a man named Kyle, and anyone with information about either woman is asked to contact authorities. Now, we may have heard lots of reports of missing persons on the news these days, but Lieutenant Steve Knight says that does not necessarily mean that more people are missing. Reporting methods have changed, he said. Now, the sheriff's office is required to take missing persons reports when they're asked to do so by the family. That is now state law. No more waiting 24 hours.
In those cases where a person's missing and they are possibly in harm's way, it's not like a fine wine. It doesn't get better with time. It doesn't get better with us finding the person.
Also, police become immediately involved when they think foul play is involved. Some people are missing by choice and some have mental issues, although police are forbidden by law from saying so. It's up to the family. Knight says in a missing person's case, time is critical.
Get better with us finding the person, and if a crime had occurred, it doesn't get better for law enforcement to actually solve the crime, because many times evidence and leads start to disappear.
Sometimes missing persons reports have an ominous tone, as in the case of missing Garrett Rodriguez of San Diego. He disappeared after coming to Humboldt County to work on a marijuana farm in an area known as Murder Mountain. They found Rodriguez's body last December, buried there, and they're still looking for the killer. There are 508 registered sex offenders who live in Humboldt County, and a multi-jurisdictional sweep to contact those is underway now. It's been taking place over the past 3 weeks. The effort was led by the sheriff's office and involved officers from all local police departments, the DA's office, and U.S. Marshals. As of today, officers have contacted 327 offenders and found 271 to be in compliance with the state registration rules. 27 of those contacted had failed to remain in compliance, 10 were in custody, 14 were not found at all at the addresses they listed, and 3 had provided false addresses, 3 were dead. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber will be joined by Secretary of Interior Sally Jewell, Senators Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley, along with California officials and tribal representatives, at an event on Friday to sign the Upper Klamath Basin Comprehensive Water Agreement. Members of the Klamath Tribe, who own the senior water rights on the river and downriver agricultural concerns, have agreed to plan to share water, particularly during dry years, and have agreed on solutions to ongoing and long-standing water disputes. Governor Kitzhaber said in a statement that this agreement is nothing short of historic. On one of the more complex issues facing the state, people committed their time, energy, and expertise to come up with solutions that support a stable agricultural economy and healthy fisheries and riparian areas. The agreement will see the removal of 4 hydroelectric dams from the river and projects to increase water flow, restore fisheries, and support economic development programs to assist the tribes. The signing ceremony will take place in the Klamath Falls area on Friday morning. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.